is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day, become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. You know the abbreviation TMI stands for too much information. If someone tells you something personal about themselves or even about someone else that's more than you want to know, you might raise your hand and say, TMI. As a pastor, when I'm making a hospital visit, I sometimes ask the patient, how are you doing? And sometimes it's TMI. I hear more of what's going on in their physical life than I care to know. But of course, there's no way I'm going to put up my hands and say, time out, TMI. I just hope they don't notice the grimace on my face as they share details that I'd rather not hear. I think sometimes we want too much information, TMI, from God. Now, stay with me a moment. I'm not talking about too much information from God in the sense of knowing more about God, that is, who He is and His ways, but that we want more evidence. We want more information before we're willing to act on what we already know about God. For instance, we may know God is calling us to do something, but we want more information, a more complete preview of coming events. Should we step out in faith and obey Him? Which means, of course, that we're really too afraid to step out in faith in the first place. Because if we have all the information we want, well, no faith would be required. You see what I mean? I'm not talking about doing something silly and foolish, but God does meet us in Scripture. And on occasion, He calls on us to step out in faith. Yes, every day, in some way, we step out in faith and we believe Him for something. We go through that day, moment by moment. We do the next right thing, trusting Him. I think sometimes God must listen to our lame excuses for disobedience and say, TMI, you're wanting too much information. Act on what you already know. Take Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, for example. Before John was born, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth had prayed and waited to hear for her to become pregnant. And they waited and waited until, well, it seemed like Elizabeth was going to be too old. So she's apparently beyond childbearing years. Zechariah is a Jewish priest, and one day he's in the temple going about his duties when suddenly an angel appears to Zechariah right there before his eyes. And if that's not shocking enough, the angel bears amazing news. God has heard Zechariah's prayers and Elizabeth's prayers, and the angel tells Zechariah that Elizabeth will give birth to a child. And the news gets even better. The child will be a great man of God, a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. And when this child grows up, he will prepare the way for the Lord Himself. And the child's name is going to be John. This sounds good, too good to be true. And that's the response of Zechariah. What does he do? Well, he wants more information. And so he and Elizabeth are way too old. So how's God going to do this? How's this going to work? What are they? And he wants more information. And Zechariah reminds me of how we often think too little of ourselves. And we take God's word too lightly. God wants to bless you with something wonderful. Maybe something you've been waiting for a long, long time. Or, well, maybe he's calling you to join him in his work in a new and special way. And you're thinking, surely not me. I'm too old, or I'm too young, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I don't speak well enough, or, yeah, I'm just not the right person. Then you begin to enumerate all those limitations. It's like we present our here's why it's impossible list to God, and we say, now, explain to me how it's going to get done. And God says, TMI, you're wanting too much information. I am God. I can bring all this to pass in my timing if you'll just trust me. So, as we get closer to Christmas, think about it. God's trying to break through to us. He wants us to know Him and act on what He's already told us. And the temptation is to find 1,001 reasons why we can't simply experience Jesus this Christmas. And believe me, there are all kinds of reasons why we can't experience Christmas this season. But believe me, in Jesus Christ, you can. It happens. Just like it did to Zechariah in the temple, the very place where we're supposed to meet God. This time of year, when we celebrate the fact that God has come to us, this can in fact be the most difficult time to experience Him. God wants us to experience who He is. He wants us to know His Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior. Not someday, one day, when all the details of our lives are worked out, but now, right now, in this present moment. Think about that and trust God and expect Him this Christmas, today. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be and come back and join me next week right here at this place. God bless you. Here comes the sun.